This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The best stocks, the best ergonomic setup you've ever seen. More models than you can count. Check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. So, Monday, and one thing I need to, I should have told Rob this, and I definitely need to tell this gentleman this. So, joining me now, since we've decided to shift from Friday to Monday, is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
Now, the exciting news. Next Monday, well, it just depends. I'm moving. And this Friday, everything that I'm speaking on right now, everything I'm looking at will be gone. So next Monday, very likely, I don't even know if I'll have power when we go set this up. So we're gonna have this set up on Monday, and we might get the internet back on Tuesday. And if we get the internet back on Tuesday, then we're going to try to think about bringing the show back up. But if that is the case, then, you know, if you're available to shift, well, we may have to shift.
I can be flexible. Good luck with the move. Nothing's much more fun than moving.
Well, I called a moving company today, and I said, how much? And they told me, I said, you're on. So I don't have to move nothing.
Good.
Yeah, excellent. So anyway.
They'll pack it all and everything for you, huh?
No, we're going to pack, because, I mean, there's some stuff, like, I'm not going to let them move any of the guns or any of the radio equipment or any of the video equipment or any of the other stuff that I've got that just my stuff. But you get what I'm saying. But anyway, what's been going on at The Truth About Guns?
Oh, goodness, it's a very, very week.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Of course, there's the whole New Zealand situation, but today something popped up that we haven't even had a chance to write about. I mean, we've written about a little bit of this. You know, we're used to silly, stupid, misinformed, malinformed things coming out of the mouths of politicians and people such as that in the media. For instance, after the New Zealand situation, there is the perpetually uninformed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeting that somehow that whole thing was really the NRA's fault, and you know, they made up the term thoughts and prayers in order to get around their responsibility for mass shootings. And you know, we understand that she's been having a great deal of difficulty since the New Zealand shooting got in the news, because she's still looking for Old Zealand on maps and can't find it anywhere.
Right.
But anyway, then yesterday, Joe Scarborough, another gun genius, tweeted some wisdom about the AR-15, saying, you know, that it was developed as a weapon of war, and yeah, and that it's more powerful than an M14.
Wow.
And it was far deadlier than the M16 that was used in Vietnam. So, you know, instead of calling somebody who knows what he's talking about before he tweeted, or keeping his mouth shut and letting everybody think that he's an idiot, Instead, he decided to go ahead and tweet and remove all doubt.
Remove all doubt.
Yeah, but that's the usual stuff. What really caught us today was Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, who is also a candidate for the Democrat nomination for president. Mainstream candidate, is not some fringe socialist, or at least an avowed socialist. That guy Yang, or they've got 30 people running for right now. I can't keep track of them all. But she got in front of a crowd today and started railing about guns. And she said that the gun industry opposes universal background checks because they want to sell guns. They want to sell assault rifles to teenagers at Walmart. They want to sell guns to people on the terrorist watch list.
Right.
They want to sell guns to people who are gravely mentally ill and people with criminal records. That is a blood libel, the likes of which you don't normally hear.
Is it any different? Do you think she got her cues from the Connecticut thing where they're saying that they were the advertising campaign was geared towards kids?
Maybe. I doubt she's that bright to even have read that, or have even understood that, because that was insane too. I think that what we're seeing is just a race to the bottom, on the left, on the anti-gun left, to see who can say the most outrageous thing, who can libel the gun industry and gun owners more, and otherize gun-owning Americans and the companies that make firearms.
Right.
It's truly disgusting. She owes gun makers an apology for saying basically that they want to arm terrorists. They want to sell guns to prohibited people, to the mentally ill, to children. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable. I mean, not very much shocks me anymore. That truly did take me aback.
That's sort of the that's why the NRA opposes universal background checks, I guess, because of that. But that's always that old picadillo, isn't it? Because they want to sell guns. They want to sell. If the NRA had been selling guns all of the times that they say they would have been selling guns, they wouldn't be in the financial straits they're in now, would they?
Yeah. Number one, she wasn't specifically identifying the NRA. She was talking about gun makers.
She was
actually talking about manufacturers here. But I've heard the same thing about the NRA, which of course the NRA doesn't sell guns. They never sold a gun ever in their history, to my knowledge.
No.
And the only organization that represents gun manufacturers is the NSSF. That is not the NRA. The NRA represents its members, 5 million or so members.
Right.
So
and
different animal. No, she was maligning the manufacturers here. And it was truly, truly nauseating.
Well, the manufacturers, I fully believe, and I don't mean this in any ill will or anything, but the manufacturers are quite a naive group, aren't they? They try to get out there and take these little strolls into the political lane, and then they sort of get slapped right across the eye sockets, and they're like, wait, I didn't mean to say that, and...
Well,
so I think, like I said, we should start a consulting business right now. We should just start it right now. We can leave this disgusting world of media, and we can go out there and we can do the fight the good fight.
I'm in.
Okay. Anyway.
I think they need to take President Obama's advice and punch back twice as hard here, and they really need to sock her for this one. And they need to come out hard with a PR counteroffensive, because this is truly, truly beyond the pale.
Yeah, but they won't do it. That's the sad thing. They won't do it.
They're cautious.
They still think this is a gentleman's game, and that's bad form and all this other stuff. Well, if we get to that, we'll talk about that. But truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan works on a daily basis, where he and his writers put out video reviews, audio updates. They put out political discourse. They put out gun reviews. Everything in the industry they touch. And you can find them at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, who is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Now, we've sort of already touched all the fun stuff he got to go. Where do you want to look in detail, sir?
Well, I was just probably going to go back to the biggest story of the week, of course, was just New Zealand, and just marvel at the civilian disarmament industrial complex in the U.S., falling directly in line with exactly what the shooter wanted.
Right.
You know, he published that manifesto of his, 70-some pages, and he made it very clear as to what he was doing. And besides the crazy eco-fascist whatever ideas he had and his hate for Muslims and all that, he said, you know, he chose to use guns for his attack very specifically. And it was because, he said, of the Second Amendment, and which is, he said, has torn the U.S. into a number of factions. And he said, with enough pressure with this kind of thing, it would, you know, the left wing in the U.S. would seek to abolish the Second Amendment, and the right wing would see it as an attack on their very freedoms. And his hope was that this would eventually cause the United States to split, you know, to fracture along cultural and racial lines.
Right.
And what happened? The anti-gun left did exactly that. They did. They're doing his bidding beautifully. This guy's in debt. He said, I'm sure. I don't know what access he's got to news, but he's got to be very happy right now as to what's going on here as a result of what he did half a world away. And it's insane. But, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. Never let the narrative go unpushed. And our friends on the gun-grabbing side are falling in a line very nicely.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is that it's a little more, there's a little more to the process than that, right? I mean, the left, while very vocal, they're not actually representative of the entirety of the United States.
Well, no, of course.
Yeah.
You know, half the...
But it's interesting that they react exactly the way he wanted them to. Aren't they supposed to eschew violence and terrorism and not give them that kind of props and everything else? And instead, they're sort of going along like sock puppets?
Yeah. You think he's got his hand up their skirts. You know, they're saying exactly the kinds of things that he would want them to say, attacking gun rights in the U.S., pushing even harder for, you know, assault weapons bans, background checks, red flag laws, magazine capacity limits. You know, they just renewed all that. They attacked obviously Ocasio-Cortez attacked the NRA, said the shooting was the NRA's fault, and you had other people saying it was President Trump's fault. You know, somehow assigning blame to people here for an Australian who shot up mosque in New Zealand. It takes quite a leap and a fevered brain
to
reach that kind of conclusion. I don't think these people actually believe that, but I think they're using the using these horrible events to push their narrative.
Well, they're opportunistic. If they're nothing else, they are opportunistic at any given time. Then they'll take any opportunity if it's laid in front of them. But I find it interesting that they would default to the one that is causing the most violence. And getting out there and, you know, this is the thing. New Zealand, they had fewer murders in 2017 in New Zealand than they did in this entire incident.
Oh, I know.
And they're a surprisingly crime-free country. Well, not crime-free, but I mean they have a very low crime rate.
They only have 5 million people there. You know,
yeah,
very small.
That's the same thing as looking at South Carolina and saying, ah, that's a country because that's our population, 5 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Which what is that? That's about one. How many people are in Texas?
Oh goodness, I don't know, but we've got. We probably have 5 million people within a two-hour drive of me in a big circle. Okay, check. Against San Antonio, and then you're starting to get in the outskirts of Dallas and Houston. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And that's just my little part of Texas. There's all the rest of it. So.
Well, that's a good part, though. That's a good part of Texas. So, having said that, getting out there and making this like this is some big deal, it is a big deal. I'm not trying to denigrate it, but it is not something that it's not our issue. It's not our issue.
Well, no, but the people here who would love to further the destruction or whittle away further at Second Amendment rights. Make it our issue and
yeah.
say that, you know, that I can't remember. I put up a quote the other day and I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, but yeah, somebody said that this is, you know, that our mass shootings, resulted in this guy doing what he did and that we are infecting the world and that we are somehow to blame for this because, of course, everything is America's fault.
Oh.
And, you know.
Okay.
But again, if he can concoct, if you can gin up an argument that supports further civilian disarmament, they'll do it. And they have, and they are.
So, I had not heard that. I had not heard that we were infecting the entire world. Huh.
Yeah. It's, give me a second to come up with it. But, yeah, I can't remember who wrote that, but... yeah, that's exactly it. They said basically because of our cultural reach and the effect that we have on other industrialized countries. Yeah, we were basically to blame.
Do you think this is to take us away from this whole narrative about Venezuela?
I don't know. I don't see any big.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's out there that wants to. Well, I mean, they do this kind of thing all the time, though. If it pops up, there's such little opportunists that if something pops up good that they can wrap their heads around while we're going, well, explain to us about Venezuela, AOC. You know, then they can say, well, look what happened over here. This is bad. We're infecting the whole world. We have to do away with this and that and the other. So anyway, we're coming up on the break. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say they've arrested the suspect in the deadly Netherlands tram shooting. Three people were murdered and several other were hurt when the man opened fire on the tram. Justice Minister Ferdinand Grapperhaus.
Allegedly he had an automatic weapon. After the assault, he fled from the crime scene.
Daily low-dose aspirin is no longer recommended to reduce the risk of a heart attack and stroke for older adults. That's a reversal of guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association. The new guidelines come after a comprehensive study Fox News medical contributor Mark Siegel tells Fox News what you have to remember regarding this new study.
The message here isn't don't stop your aspirin. The message here is go over it with your physician.
On Tuesday, President Trump will welcome the leader of Brazil to the White House. They will have a joint news conference and private talks as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm out at BoydsGunStocks.com talking to Dan Timmerman from The Truth About Guns. Were you listening to the news?
I was.
Do you like the, you know, I like being in radio and not being a scientist and getting out there. And I mean, how many years have we heard that you should take an aspirin a day keeps the doctor away? Now they're like, oh, well, we were wrong about that. What about all these people that have been taking all this aspirin?
I was thinking the same thing, you know, for years.
What's Bear going to say about this?
You know, eat eggs. No, don't eat eggs. There's too much cholesterol. Now eat eggs every day. It changes every couple of years. What are you going to do? It's insane.
It makes me wonder, if we didn't listen to them, how long would we live?
Probably just as long as we would if we did listen to them.
Well, but I mean, we might live longer.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, for a long time. Longer. Apparently the food pyramid that we've been preached to for 30 years.
Is that not good either?
Totally wrong. Yeah, it was way too heavy in carbohydrates and
okay.
Like that. We should be eating more fat and protein now.
Okay. Anyway, I just found that quite interesting. So, that's the good thing about what we do. We're not out here trying to give you stuff that's going to keep you alive. We're just commentating. So, let's commentate some more. What else is going on?
Yeah, let's commentate a little more. The thing about something like the New Zealand shooting that's so pervasive and, you know, sucks up all the oxygen in the news cycle, is that it causes all sorts of people to crawl out from under rocks and opine on things that otherwise wouldn't do that. One of whom was a sports writer last week, a guy named Alan Abramson.
Okay.
Writes something called Three Wire Sports. And I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But he wrote, when a teen activist from Sweden can inspire far-reaching school climate strikes, is it really too much to ask the International Olympic Committee as well to seek to make a difference, a really big difference, in our broken world? And his premise is, look, we have to do something about guns. Let's ban shooting sports from the Olympics. He said, the question is whether it's a matter of promoting the best of humankind, shooting sports should be on the Olympic program. It should not. The inevitability leads to questions about modern pentathlon, which uses lasers, by the way, for its shooting, and ought to be hard questions about the biathlon and the Winter Games. Bottom line, inclusion of guns on the program, winter or summer, normalizes and glamorizes the use of firearms. Because, heaven forbid that anybody at home watching on TV should see the responsible use of firearms in competition. People having fun and safely using firearms. Not that those sports are really televised often, or, I suppose you could watch it. You could see that kind of thing. It's probably on TV at like 3 a.m. or something.
Right. You stay up
all the coverage, but. So, well,
I've never, for all the guns that I've never seen, I have never seen one of those rifles with the backpack straps on it and the funky stock and everything else. And what caliber are they?
Most of those in the biathlon and things like that, I believe, are 22s.
Are they that tall? I mean, are they 17s perhaps? Or
maybe. I'm 99% sure they're rimfire, and I think they're all 22s, but I'm not positive of that. I know the indoor competition stuff is, those are definitely 22s. And, of course, the trap and skeet competitors, the Kim Rodies of the world, shoot 12-gauge shotguns.
Right.
This thing apparently got enough attention, this guy's screed, that USA Shooting wrote a significant press release today defending the Olympics, or the inclusion of shooting sports in the Olympics. He apparently doesn't have a problem with archery or fencing, which, involves.
What about boxing?
Boxing, wrestling, good God, that's very violent. Who knows? Weightlifting makes a big bang when they drop the weights on the ground. I don't know what else is he's finding upsetting or triggering, but
most
shooting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I find most athletic competition to be a euphemism for war. Offense, defense.
Exactly.
And getting out there and singling out, saying this is a good sport and this is a bad sport, they are all meant to be, challenging to whichever athlete is out there. But they're all euphemisms for war. And getting out there and saying, well, the world would be a better place if we. How much do one of those rifles cost? What are they, like $20,000?
They're very expensive.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
I've seen some of the lower end ones. Anschutz and Walther seem to make all the ones that are used in competition.
Right.
They're very technical. They're very cool. They're very precise. And they're beautiful machines. I think they start around the $5,000 range. And then, go up to at least $15,000, $20,000. The ammo is very expensive. This is Ely 10X type rimfire ammo and things like that. So, it's very, very, very specialized. But, you're absolutely right about the martial nature of many of these sports. What about karate and taekwondo? That's in the Olympics.
Yeah.
These are people beating, as you said, boxing. These are people beating the crap out of each other. And doesn't that promote violence? Good gosh, we can't have that, can we? I asked in the piece that I wrote, you just set aside the fact that you have to wonder why these people want to be involved in the Olympics when the latest thing that they're considering an athletic event is apparently breakdancing, which is going to be in there in 2024 or something. That's kind of devaluing the whole thing when you include things like that or rhythmic gymnastics or something with the ribbons and all that kind of stuff. But whatever, I'm not going to run down these other sports, but it's just, again, what happens whenever these kinds of things occur is everybody comes out from under their own particular rock and opines on firearms and our culture, and it exposes a lot of people for what they are and what they would like to see.
Yeah, but I need to see, I think we've already seen those. I need to see the gun-free utopia. They need to show me the gun-free utopia where it works, where they have no crime, because that's the thing, right? That's the proposition we're being told. If we would just do away with this, and we just do one more law, and all this other stuff.
Well, that's the thing. New Zealand had very strict gun laws. To get the permit, again, the shooter there was bought his gun completely legally. He went through all the background checks. There's a physical check. There's a mental check. There's a criminal background check. He passed them all.
Yep.
And then this happened.
Let me get you to hold right there. Then this happened, because we're coming up on the break, and we'll pick it up at then this happened, because I want you to describe for me the gun for utopia, just so I can get a preview of it. I got to see it first, but I need a preview. But for Dan, you can find Dan and his work and his people's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. Very prolific website. All kinds of stuff coming all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, and I had to interrupt you as you were going along because you were about to get rolling. Go ahead and finish rolling if you want to.
Oh, I was just saying, while New Zealand isn't exactly that gun-free utopia, it is an American gun controller's utopia. It has virtually every gun control feature that they all say they want to see in effect there.
Right.
And obviously it's a very small country with a lot fewer people. But, yeah, even there, this kind of thing happened. The former president, world's greatest gun salesman, Barack Obama, said that mm-hmm. these kinds of things don't happen in other industrialized countries. They do.
Aren't we? Don't we come in like 26th per capita in this kind of thing?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And if you pull out about six, and you can't do that because you have to take the country as a whole, but if you did pull out about six urban areas in this country, we'd fall to like, I don't know, middle of the pack or lower. I mean, there's literally a huge number of our problem, is isolated in a few very hot spots. But, you know, anyway, so again, New Zealand, not a gun-free utopia, but it is a gun controller's utopia. However, today, in an area that's much closer to a gun-free utopia, the Netherlands, we had
right.
a shooting as well.
Oh.
A Turkish national, got onto a tram and opened fire, killing three people. And it's very hard to get a firearm in the Netherlands, my understanding. And this person was, guess what, a known wolf. He was known to police and security people. He had a criminal history. He'd been arrested. I think he may have been jailed. I don't have all the details yet. He was just arrested a few hours ago, but I heard on the news between the breaks that their security minister said, yeah, he had a criminal background check and was known to police, and yet he got a gun in a highly gun-controlled country where it's very difficult for civilians to get firearms.
What kind of a weapon did he obtain?
I don't know yet. I believe it was a handgun, but I don't know what kind, where he got it. Obviously, I assume he got it illegally.
Against a bunch of unarmed opponents, a pocket knife is pretty deadly. So,
yeah, that alone would have done it. But he was a handgun. This is my understanding.
So, what is their gun control like in that country in Brussels? Is that
I don't know. In fact, I was in the process of researching that when I had to get ready for the show, so I haven't gotten there yet. I like to look that kind of thing up and be familiar with it. But my understanding is that the Netherlands have stricter gun control laws than New Zealand does. It is very difficult for the average civilian to get a firearm, certainly a handgun. Now, part of continental Europe, and people can come and go as they please. They don't have any meaningful borders there. So who knows where he got that gun. He may have gotten it outside the country and brought it in. Don't know. Again, criminals tend not to comply with laws, which makes them criminals.
In Brussels, a handgun is only allowed after obtaining special permission from the government. Long guns, like rifles and shotguns, are the only guns not prohibited by the state. So, and gunpolicy.org categorizes Belgium as a country that has restrictive gun control laws.
Belgium, yes. This happened, Howard, today in Utrecht, which is the Netherlands, it's Holland. So, I don't know where.
I'm just looking at why. What are Brussels guns about? Okay, well.
Yeah, Brussels is Belgium. So, I'm not sure what Holland's laws are.
Whatever. I did a search on that, and I just read that without. I was trying to be quick.
That's okay. Probably not very different than Belgium, I'm sure. So, again, you can have all the laws in the world. Doesn't matter. We have porous borders everywhere. We have island nations like the UK, where illegal guns are getting into the country every day. Criminals get their hands on guns. They make guns if they have to. Easy enough to make a firearm if you want to from commonly sold ingredients at any hardware store.
Right.
If you really want to make a firearm, you can do it very easily. All the gun control laws in the world are not going to prevent people from getting, making, and using firearms, period.
So, I think in France, we could go to France, and I read after Charlie Hebdo attack and then the Parisian attacks that it was easier to get a fully automatic AK-47 in Paris than it was to get if you knew the right place to go. And it's cheaper, too. Cheaper to get that than it would be to buy the semi-automatic variant here, if you know where to go. And I believe that was, due to the Armenian underground or something like that, obviously is operating in Paris. I wonder why they're not looking at that. But
wow. Yeah. No, I knew that wasn't those shooters there did access AKs. I did not realize it was that easy to get their hands on them.
Yep. So that, can we go ahead and just, between the two of us at the very least, dispel the notion that there is any such place? It could be a gun-free utopia if somebody notices it and wants to bring a gun to it.
Yeah, let's stipulate that it's just never going to happen anywhere, anytime. Nobody's going to wave a magic wand. They can pass laws. They can make gun-owning civilians criminals overnight, but the guns aren't going away. They never have. They never will. You can't stop the signal, as someone once said.
He was telling Mal that, though. The Serenity. I don't remember the dude's name.
That was Mr. Universe.
Mr. Universe, that's right.
Yeah.
Mr. Universe. Yes. Dan and I, we watch movies. There used to be a time when you would actually get in the car and go somewhere. And you would go into this building that had a bunch of seats like bleachers. And there was a big TV on the wall. And we would watch a movie on that. That was back in the olden days, pre-DVD, pre-iTunes. So.
Yeah, you could stream it to your phone.
sometimes I have to take everybody back in time. So I guess we'll wait to see. Now, I'm watching the Democratic Party, and they've got so many moving plates. They got a lot of plates spinning in the air right now. And this one may play to what they want to talk about, but they've got a whole bunch of other things to be concerned about. And if they try to bring this up and push it, I'm sort of thinking they're probably, you know, we're about to see the Mueller report, and it's not going to be nothing. Well, after spending I don't know how much money and spending how many years, I don't know, a bunch of them. We found nothing. Thanks. That'll be the Mueller report. And with all this stuff, this has got to be a welcome distraction for them.
Could very well be. I would never imply that they're happy about a mass shooting. Nobody is. They won't take advantage of it if it doesn't happen.
This is the reason you probably wouldn't allow me to write for you, is because I believe that they like mass shootings because it is another means. I mean, look at what they allowed with Fast and Furious. They didn't care about that. They don't care if people die with that. They want to disarm us, and they're looking for any foothold they can. And every time one of these things happened, they're looking for a reason to give us gun control. So every time there's a reason that pops up, they're going to grab it. I am that pessimistic about it. Yeah, I'm that pessimistic about them because in order for all their other stuff, for us to have a windmill on the back of the car and, a solar panel on top of the house and everything, they got to disarm us. But we have run out of time, and I'll let you know about next week as soon as I figure it out. But
good luck with your move.
Thank you very much. Dan Zimmerman, you can find him at truthaboutguns.com. Go check it out. A very prolific blog. We are headed to hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.